So let me introduce our panel since they're sitting up here. So we have Jennifer Rangel. She's a healthcare attorney at Holland & Knight in their Austin office. And she focuses her practice on mostly regulatory, transactional, and administrative health law. For healthcare providers, she basically does everything, for healthcare providers, and she's an excellent attorney as well as an excellent person. and then we have Charles Dunham, who is a principal shareholder and corporate healthcare attorney at Greenberg Traurig and in Houston. And he advises a lot of clients on healthcare and suppliers and other healthcare-related entities, but his real distinct focus is on laboratory, telehealth, medical device, and digital technology. So he's got, obviously, a lot of good things to say today, a lot of good credentials. He also is the co-author of Navigating the Telehealth Landscape, Legal and Regulatory Issues. So I think he's probably qualified to speak today on this topic. And then lastly, we have George Gooch, who is a senior executive healthcare advisor at Amazon. I think I've heard of that company before. I think I've heard of Amazon. I'm not quite sure. But like maybe every day I order something and I need to figure out how to get off of that path. But anyway, and so he's at Amazon Web Services, and he focuses on AI and machine learning, health data, interoperability, and data privacy. So let's welcome this group, and I'm sure they will have a lot to say to us.
Thank you, Kathy. Well, we're here today to talk about the probably most emerging issue in healthcare, AI use in healthcare, which, as everyone here is aware, is rapidly evolving. We're seeing applications in numerous increasing areas, and we're going to talk about a few of those. But with the evolution of AI comes numerous legal and ethical considerations. So George and Charles are going to discuss those during the session, as well as what's going on in the legal world on a national state level. There's a lot of stuff going on in Texas, as well as talking about some of the things that are going on just from industry standards. And some of the things they're going to talk about are, HIPAA, privacy, cybersecurity issues, reimbursement issues, ethical issues, liability, and just the evolving patchwork of all of these items. So with that, I am going to... Who's doing it? Am I doing the clicker?
You?
Yeah, okay. We'll get started. So from the developing AI landscape from rags to regs, and I'm going to ask George to start us off here and talk about what is generative AI and what are regs?
Good morning, everyone. George Gooch, Amazon Web Services. Usually at these things, when I have a captive audience, I tell a terrible dad joke because you guys can't escape. But instead of doing that, allow me to explain why the title of our presentation is funny, what the quip is in there. Is anyone familiar with what a RAG is, R-A-G, as it relates to artificial intelligence? It's retrieval augmented generation. So RAGs to regs, we're going to talk to you a little bit today about what is, the meat of artificial intelligence and what are some of the regulations that are driving that. And just to start off with the definition of retrieval augmented generation, any of you used ChatGPT before? You ever type in something and it gives you some disclaimer like, hey, my knowledge stopped around 2021 or something like that? Yeah, so retrieval augmented generation is going to be a separate knowledge base that it can tap to get up-to-date information. The analogy I always like to use is if you have like a parent or a grandparent or something, you're going out the door and they're explaining to you the actual steps of directions of how you're going to take to get to a place. And then you're going to see this gas station. You're going to turn right here. And you're thinking to yourself the whole time like this, I'm going to put this in Google Maps right now. Like this is, so that person who's explaining those directions to you, they have that knowledge base from their entire life of driving. And just like that ChatGPT disclaimer, it probably stopped around 2021. Whereas Google Maps or Waze or something like that, that's going to be an external database that you're going to tap to know where you're going. So definitions are going to be important here. And when we talk about what is generative AI, we have to define a couple layers up first. And think of this.